Hello, this is Philip Avery with Heritage Top Fiber. Is this Nathan there?
Yes.
Hi, is this Nathan Gels?
Yep.
Hi. So we were just informed by our We were just informed by our field technician department that the equipment we need in order to get your fiber line set up with your property won't be available until 10 a.m. tomorrow. We were asked to reach out to you to possibly reschedule your appointment to 10 a.m. Would that be okay with you?
Should be fine, yeah.
I mean,
as long as that leaves enough time to, you know, to get it all done tomorrow.
Yes, we will definitely be done. We will definitely be getting everything done tomorrow. We just have to move your appointment time ahead by 2 hours.
Okay.
All
yeah,
right.
That's what? That's the driveway boring machine?
Yes, that's our driveway bore, yes. We need.
Yeah, okay.
We were just making sure we had everything. Before I make this change, can I just verify a couple things with you real quick? What is your service address?
It's 118 Joseph's Drive.
City and state, please?
Saugerties, New York.
Thank you very much. What is the email address we have on file?
Should be NateGellis at Gmail.
Thank you very much. And can you spell your last name for me?
G-E-L-L-E-S.
Thank you very much for that, Nathan. Yep, let me just double check our calendar because I might be having to switch up your technician for tomorrow. So let me just double check that real quick. Want to make sure you're getting the best possible things. Alrighty, so I'm going to keep you with the same technician. His name's Carl. I'm just going to be moving you forward to his 10 o'clock slot instead of the 8 o'clock slot. Sound okay?
Okay. Yes, that sounds good. So what's the deal? Like, don't you have a trenching crew that has to come out too, or?
So for that, I believe they might have someone else accompanying Carl for that one. I'm not too sure about that. That's something that you can discuss with him that after he arrives there, they might have someone come in behind him to assist with this. I'm not too sure about what exactly is going
on. That part hasn't been done yet. So, I mean, if Carl gets here and he is just expecting to hook it up from the house and through the house, like, that's not going to be possible. There's no trenching's been done. So he has to get it, underneath the driveway, through the yard, the whole nine yards.
Very much so. There may be an additional person with him. Again, I'm not too sure on this. We were just asked to reach out to you to make sure we could get make sure everything's good and ready for our technicians when they get out there to get your service set up.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So we'll see you guys at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Yes. Give me one second. I'm adding a quick note to our task so that they know what's going on. Alrighty. I'm making sure this is getting saved real quick. Let me just make sure that changes up. Great. Everything looks good to go. All right, Nathan, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's it. I mean, I'm in no rush, so if something comes up, can't do it tomorrow, we'll just move it out again. It's not a big deal.
We shouldn't have any issues.
Come out.
Yeah.
Well, we've had the guys come out like quite a few times. There was a lot of, I guess, miscommunication on the backside between crews of like what was available, what wasn't, what they were actually doing. And it's fine. Each crew was nice and apologizing this, but I'm not in any rush. I mean, we have service, so it's not like I'm without service right now. But yeah, I just want to make sure if you guys can come tomorrow that it's, you know, it's like a one day thing.
It should be. It's
yeah.
From everything.
I won't have time the rest of the week, and so I won't be able to have you guys here other days this week.
No, that's understandable, Nathan. So as far as I am aware from our service department, that it should be the one and done. We just had to wait up for the equipment in order to have everything ready to go, and that equipment should be ready by no later than 10 o'clock in the morning. So luckily for you, we're getting all that taken care of, and everything should be good to go. Go for you tomorrow morning.
Okay, that's terrific. You know, there are. What happens if it rains?
I am not too sure. That's something you'd have to talk. I'd have to ask our technicians about. Okay. I'm not
well,
exactly
right.
sure.
I mean, that's fine. I'll talk to them when they get out here. Basically, I just want to, you know, if it's going to be something that might get interrupted and be halfway done in the yard for, you know, so we can come back, I might just say, hey, we just got to do it a different day. But hopefully the weather will hold and we'll be good.
As far as I can tell from the forecast, the weather should be holding out for like the next week.
Okay.
So we should be good to go. All right. Well, Nathan, if there's nothing else, thank you for being an Arch Top Fiber customer, and we'll see you tomorrow morning at 10.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.